So I'd like to ask Jeff Rose to come forward. Jeff is from Orlando. He's 22 years old, and he's nearing the end of the program, and he's going to tell us how God has had mercy upon him. Welcome, Jeff.
Hello. Oh, hello. Is this thing on? Oh, there you go. Okay. A little taller, so not to rub it in. Sorry, Pastor. So, my name's Jeff Rose. I'm 22 years old, born and raised in Orlando, Florida. Growing up, I was raised by two, very loving parents, very, very nice people, June and Christopher Rose. I had an older sister. And I was, since I was born, I was pretty much fighting for my life. I was born with asthma. I was born with problems eating. I was born with ear infections. You can name it. My mom always calls me the miracle child. And it really is true, especially now for my life. Grew out of that stuff and excelled in school, excelled in sports, fought past asthma, fought past learning disabilities. Ended up working really hard in high school. Got a college scholarship to go play football for Hiram College up north in Ohio. Was doing really great. There was problems with my family, with my sister at the time. She was actually going through an addiction. And at the time, I was almost oblivious to it. I didn't see at all what was going on in her life and how it could affect mine, because I just wanted to get out. I just wanted to go see the world. I wanted to go explore. I wanted to learn. I wanted to have my own life. So be it. But after 2 years of college, I had almost lost what I had even gone to college for. I was just there for football, and I actually started getting into my addiction. Just started with easy stuff like alcohol, weed, just small things, But they actually end up being big things and later on in life for me. So I ended up coming out. I dropped out of college. I came back home to Orlando and got a really nice job as a server. Usually when you become a server, you don't stop your addiction. It usually gets worse at that point, because all the people around you, they just want to go have fun afterwards. And how could I say no to fun at the time, So I was spending my money frivolously. I was making a lot, but I was spending it too. And I didn't appreciate what I had, which was a place to stay, a family that still loves me, and people in my life that cared. And at the time, I had a niece. I still have a niece. She's 5 years old. And at the time, she was young, so I'd have to babysit her sometimes, and really started to grow a bond between her. I was Uncle Jeff, and I loved being Uncle Jeff, And I must have lost sight of all those things, because I let it come to a spiral to the point where I had ended up moving out. I felt like, they were giving me strict rules, and I was having problems in my life, just trying to submit to authority, pretty much. I was very prideful. I have money, I'm going to use it the way I want to. And I moved out, 19, still didn't know much, wasn't going back to college at the time, just working for a living, living out of hotels, living at friends' houses. But sure enough, eventually got in an altercation with somebody outside my grandma's house. Basically got in a fight, cops came, and I was sitting in jail for a battery charge for the first time in my life. Never went to jail, and went for a battery charge, and I sat in there for 5 months. And I really started losing hope, started losing my faith in a lot of things. But I was just, I'd do a lot of foxhole prayers at the time. I didn't really have God. I didn't feel like I had God with me. I knew God was there the whole time. I knew He was there through the thick and thin. And sure enough, I get out with adjudication withheld, and I'm back on the street. Now, my grandma died, so I didn't have a place to go. I didn't want to go back to my parents because I didn't want to burden them. So I tried getting back on my feet, found a halfway house, found a program to go into. This is 2017. And sure enough, get everything back. Go back to church, get family back. This time I have mentors. This time I have people in my life that keep me accountable. I'm doing great. 2 or 3 months go by, and I have money. I'm getting ready to get a car, and I blew it again. And I felt like, even though I was going to volunteer at churches, even though I was going to help out in the community, I was babysitting, I was doing all the things with family, it was almost like I just started pushing them away, because I felt like I knew what was going to happen again. But we don't know what happens in life. And honestly, went back out and just, I had no money, and I didn't want to go back to I didn't want to burden anybody in my family. I didn't want to put anything on them that I knew I was doing wrong. And so ended up just going in and out of jail for small things. And And sure enough, trespassing was the last charge I had and last time I was in jail. And this time when I got out, I was in really bad condition. I was on the street. I was homeless in downtown Orlando, which is not a good place to be homeless. Orlando is a very, very cultured city. It's very tourist attraction. And I remember sleeping under a Presbyterian church one night. It was almost like a spot I had gone to for a week. And there was another homeless man, and I could see how beat up and brutally messed up in the mind he was. And he stole my backpack that had everything in it. I'm talking about fees that I have to pay. I'm talking ID. I'm talking everything but my phone. And that's when I knew I had to change my life. I had to figure something out. And I said a quick prayer, and I said, Lord, please get me out of this. I promise I will not. I don't want to go back. I know I can't say I will go back or won't. I don't know. But Lord, I need your help. I just said, I need your help. And sure enough, the next day, my dad calls me, and he comes pick me up for lunch. And I just told him, look, I don't want to be an addict anymore. I don't want to be on the street. I'm scared for my life every night. This isn't what I was looking for when I was younger. You know, I miss my dreams and ambitions, my goals in life. And so he takes me to, a mission in Orlando, a rescue mission. And I go from there to a rehab. And I said, you know, I gotta get this thing from the core. And so I check into, my first rehab called La Amistad in Winter Park, Florida. And that's when I started getting sober. My sober date was February 7th, 2018. And sure enough, when I was at La Amistad, I was living off my insurance. I was hoping that I could stay one more night. Everyone was worrying about their addiction. I was worrying about a bed to sleep in and food to eat. And I never thought I'd be there. And I said, I need to find a program. I need to find somewhere to go that I can get my life back together. And I called up, sure enough, St. Matthew's House online. Found out that I was on a waiting list. But the guy talking to me, Josh, he's really promising. He said, you know, I really want you in here. You know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and it sounds like this is the perfect place for you. And sure enough, I get accepted a month after, and I get put into state rehab just waiting. I'm waiting rehab. I'm rehab hopping, so to say. And my mom calls about a week before I'm getting ready to go to the program, and she takes off work. And this is the loving side of my parents. She takes off work just so that she could pick me up with my niece. Go take care of the court stuff before I have to go to Justin's place, and go take care of, basically drive me 3.5 hours down south to get to Justin's place. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be here right now. And the whole time, I thought I had God in my life. I thought I knew what God was, but I didn't have God's love like I thought I had. I didn't have it until now, and now I'm a year sober. I have a place to stay. I have people around me that care. My relative family lives in Naples, and they love me, and I call them and talk to them every day. I'm reconnecting with my niece. She doesn't even know what happened to Uncle Jeff, but one day she will. And it's just a beautiful thing to see that change happen, because the whole time I'm in La Belle, Florida, which I didn't even know was a place. I'm just thinking, like, man, these people are so strict. They're doing these things for me. But the whole time, I'm changing. I'm taking all the old, and I'm pushing it out, and I'm bringing in new. And a lot of that new was Jesus. A lot of that new in my heart was Jesus, because I have confliction in my heart today. You know, I have things that I didn't think I'd have. I went and started doing worship music. I ran a half marathon. I have never done that in my life before. And all those things were provided through Justin's Place program. And honestly, today, I was given an assignment when I was in La Belle, and I think it probably was the biggest, it was probably the thing that helped me the most in my life so far, because my pride was always my destruction. It was 1 Corinthians 10:13. 10:12 until I'm 13. It said, therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands heed, lest he fall. Take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And not only did I endure it, but now I work as a barista, and I thrive in an environment getting to serve Christians every morning coffee and tell them, have a good day, you're loved by God, God bless you. And honestly, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm just grateful to be here today. So,
thank you.
So I just found out he's a barista, a barista down here at the M25 Cafe. So that's the Starbucks at St. Matt's. So stop in sometime and say hi to Jeff.